Easter is coming up, and I just can't wait to have the whole family in one place. And of course, what's Easter without an awesome Easter brunch? Now, I don't know about your family, but mine is a little picky, and I really wanted to impress them with something delicious. A friend told me I should check out Total Wine & More. It was crazy! They must have every wine and beer imaginable. I told one of their friendly experts my situation, and they found me just the thing. This sparkling wine is going to be absolutely perfect for brunch, even with my picky family. I know next time I need something, I'm shopping at Total Wine and More.
Blog Talk Radio.
Contra Radio Network. Preparedness Radio. With your host, John Jeffers.
And good evening. John Jeffers here. Your host, founder, and executive producer here at the Contra Radio Network. Tonight, let's talk about America being broken. You're probably thinking, what in the hell is he talking about? Well, what I'm talking about is we got half the country going one way, the other half pulling to go the other way. And it's because I believe there are those that want to fundamentally change the way America works, change for what America stands for. So tonight, let's call it a show for the preppers, shall we? No, let's call it a show for the patriots. Because a lot of times, most of our shows are geared towards patriots, and it is true, preppers and patriots have a tendency to run in the same circles. But tonight, I want to make sure that we get to... Well, let's give a little something to the patriots. Now, if you were listening to Ladies of the Watch last night with Julie Kenny, we had talked about a little bit about a picture that appeared down in Arizona where some leftists showed up with some air rifles. And they were all dressed like they were coming straight out of Call of Duty. You know, some kind of other fantasy game that they like to play on their Xboxes in their mom's basement. So, after some research, did find somebody that pointed out some very glaring facts about the pictures that were posted. I posted those not only on the CRN Facebook page, but on the Ladies of the Watch Facebook page. So we could all enjoy the buffoonery of bringing fake guns to a politically charged situation where there just might be other people there with real guns. Idiots. Can't believe it. All right. But anyways, I digress. I found this and I found this article and I thought, you know, let's talk a little bit about this because a couple weeks ago we talked about, is America on the cusp of the Civil War? Now, if you want to opine, you may. The chat room is open. So tonight, let's talk about the broken America. This was written by Mike Snyder on March 29th, and it's pretty good. So I just want to take a little bit of time, get through this, because I find it, what's the situation? Look, a lot of people feel safe now that we have President Trump in the White House, which, by the way, the 45th president now follows Contra Radio Network on gab.ai. You're probably saying, what's gab.ai? Quick overview. It's better than Twitter. There's no censorship. There's no Twitter gulag. Instead of 140 characters, you get 300 characters. So you can actually put a lot out there. I personally like it. The president likes it, so it works for me. All right. So it's called Broken America. Is this the beginning of the end of the United States of America? It has been said that a house divided against itself will surely fall. And today we live in a shattered union. In all my years, I've never seen so much strife, discord, bitterness, and resentment in this country. Everyone can see what is happening, but nobody can seem to stop it. Some don't want to stop it. Politically, you've got tens of millions of people trying to pull America one way And you've got tens of millions of people trying to pull it in the exact opposite direction. In a previous article, the term civil war is now being thrown around by some pundits, even though nobody has started shooting yet. We are a deeply divided and broken nation. If we don't find a way to fix things, America will not survive. Every survey and opinion poll has been taken recently backs up what I'm saying. For example, a Gallup survey that was conducted after the election in November found that an all-time record high of 77% of all Americans believe that the nation is divided on the most important values. Now, 21% believe it is united and in agreement. Over the past 20 years, the public has tended to perceive the nation as being more divided than united, apart from two surveys conducted shortly after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. And we're going to get back to 9/11, believe me. I got something for you. So how do you fix this? Nobody can force half the population to suddenly change their views on the most important issues of the day. In an article about how America is becoming a politically correct madhouse, and we're going to talk about that also, and there really is no compromising with the forces of political correctness. Either you get in line or you are the enemy. Once upon a time, the values enshrined in the U.S. Constitution by our founders united us. But today, about half the country has completely rejected those values. And a big thank you goes out to the academic world for that. Those that would like to restore our constitutional values find themselves diametrically opposed to the agenda that progressives are trying to shove down our throats. And personally, I don't see much room for compromise between the two sides. Given enough time, one side would ultimately vanquish the other side. But I don't know if America has enough time left for that to happen. There were some that had been hoping that our new president would unite the country, but you can throw that idea right out the window. According to numbers from the public policy polling, nearly half the nation already wants him to be impeached, despite the fact he's committed no misdemeanors or high crimes. The first poll of his presidency, voters were evenly divided on Trump, with 44% approving him and 44% also disapproving. Now his approval rating is 43, while his disapproval has gone all the way up to 53. If voters could choose, they'd rather have both Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. Now Barack Obama 52-44 or Hillary Clinton 49-45 instead of Trump. Just 3 weeks into his administration, voters were already evenly divided on the issue of impeaching Trump, with 46% in favor and 46% opposed. The political divisions in this nation are just going to grow worse and worse. But just because we vehemently disagree with someone politically does not mean that we should hate that person. I know that it could be infuriating to see some politician get up and start spouting off that ideas would be extremely damaging to this country. But if we choose to hate our political enemies, we become part of the problem or part of the solution. It's easy to love someone that agrees with you about most things. The real challenge is finding a way to love those that believe things that you may find truly repulsive. That doesn't mean you have to agree with what they believe. I'm not saying that at all. You can disagree very strongly with someone and still love that person. Unfortunately, the hearts of most people have grown cold in America. As hatred, anger, and frustration continue to grow, it's only a matter of time before we start seeing outbursts of violence, and we have seen that. Rioting, looting, civil unrest are going to become commonplace in communities all over the United States, and eventually some of our major cities will burn. See, most of the major cities are run by Democrats. Is that really a bad thing? Something to ponder. Mr. Snyder's latest book, he warns that the thin veneer of civilization that we all take for granted will disappear, and thousands upon thousands of Americans that can see this coming are already fleeing the big cities. What particularly disturbs me is when I see people that are supposed to be on the same side fighting each other. If you are around someone long enough, eventually they're going to do or say something to offend you. And, of course, being offended doesn't mean you're right. none of us is going to agree 100% on everything, and it is a horrible shame to allow one disagreement to ruin what should be a great relationship. If you do not learn to forgive, every relationship you have ever had in your life will ultimately fail because everyone's going to let you down at some point. And you may think that you are making the other person pay a price by refusing to forgive. But the truth is that you'll be the one end up suffering. Even medical science has found that there are health benefits to forgiving and that unforgiveness can actually help bring on serious illnesses. Now, the following comes from the official website of Johns Hopkins Medicine. Whether it's a simple spat with your spouse or a long-held resentment toward a family member or friend, unresolved conflict can go deeper than you may realize and may be affecting your physical health. The good news is this. Those people will die. No, I added that. Studies have found that the act of forgiveness can reap huge rewards for your health, lowering the risk of heart attack, improving cholesterol levels and sleep, and reducing pain, blood pressure, and levels of anxiety, depression, and stress. And research points to an increase in the forgiveness-health connection as you age. There is an enormous physical burden to being hurt and disappointed, says Karen Swartz, medical doctor, director of the Mood Disorders Adult Consultation Clinic at the Johns Hopkins Hospital. Chronic anger puts you into a fight or flight mode, which results in numerous changes in heart rate, blood pressure, and immune response. Those changes then increase the risk of depression, heart disease, and diabetes. Among other conditions, forgiveness, however, calms stress levels, leading to improved health. Okay, enough of that. Now, there are people that are reading this article, like, and I'm reading it to you because I think we all need to hear this, that needs to pick up the phone right now and apologize to someone that they have been refusing to forgive. Right, Terry? Yes, and I don't mean him calling me. He knows what I'm talking about. Yes, without a doubt, that would be difficult, but you might just be surprised how much grace a little humility can unleash. You may not be able to fix our broken nation, but you certainly can fix the broken relationships in your life. And if millions of Americans decide to choose love and forgiveness rather than hatred, anger, bitterness, and resentment, it would most definitely have a transformation effect on the entire country. So I'd like to close with some very wise words from Dr. King. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. And hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Okay, now, let's talk about everybody's favorite subject, political correctness. Here are the 12 signs that America has become a politically correct madhouse. First, some alkaline water. What in the world has happened to the United States? We are rapidly getting to the point where political correctness is in danger of becoming our national religion. Of course, most people would not even call it a religion. But for most Americans, this unwritten set of rules shapes everything they think, do, and say. Many had been hoping that the spell of political correctness would be broken by the election of Donald Trump, but that obviously has not happened. The forces of political correctness still have a stranglehold on our education system, on all forms of entertainment except ours, and our legal system, and on most of the politicians in both parties. Now, the unwritten rules of political correctness are shifting and changing all the time. And if you don't keep up with them, then the penalties can be extremely severe. If you do or say the wrong thing at the wrong time, you could lose your friends, you could lose your job, and you could potentially even lose your reputation. In fact, there have been numerous people over the past year that have been publicly crucified in the court of public opinion for doing or saying something that was not politically correct. I do not subscribe to political correctness. I don't care what people think. I'm not here on this earth for them to like me, to love me, or even to listen to me on this show. And with each passing day, the forces of political correctness take a little bit more ground. The following are 12 signs that America has become a politically correct madhouse. Number one, according to Time Magazine, a book entitled Santa's Husband will be released on October 10th by a major U.S. publisher that depicts Santa as A gay man in an interracial relationship. Ghoul in North Hollywood is facing substantial budget cuts because they have too many non-minority students. You're thinking, what am I talking about? Outrage has grown at the Walter Reed Middle School in North Hollywood as the school faces layoffs and increased class sizes due to a law limiting funds for schools with a higher white student body. The Los Angeles Unified School District provides more funding for schools where the white population is below 30%. In a letter to parents, the district noted the highly regarded middle school had been above that percentage for the past couple of years. Here's an idea. Put them in private school. Now they'll get even less money from anybody. Number three, according to Michael Moore, that clown, historians will mark March 28, 2017 as the day the extinction of human life on Earth began because Donald Trump had rolled back Obama's climate change regulations. You know, Michael Moore, the man who inherited all his money from his parents, who lives in a very wealthy suburb of Detroit. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, he wants you to give up your money and your lifestyle, but he doesn't want to give up his. We have a word for that, do we not, listeners? Number four, one of the readers just sent me a photo that his 16-year-old son took at school. It is a photo of a slide that was being projected on a large screen at the front of the classroom that contained this message. Polls show that young people today are more accepting of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people than ever before. And why do you think that is? I have posted these stories on the CRN Facebook page. Number five, an elementary school in California has banned the game of tag because it is too dangerous. Number six, at one high school in Iowa, students were recently denounced as racist for dressing up in red, white, and blue for a basketball game. Number seven, in North Carolina, as early as the first grade, a gender unicorn is being used to teach children about sexual orientation and gender identity. Here's a little bit more details for it. Just last year in our home city of Charlotte, North Carolina, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg school system used the gender unicorn to teach students as young as first grade all about sexual orientation and gender identity. This cute little furry animal was used to promote the idea that sexual orientation asked the question, who do you go to bed with? While gender identity asked the question, who do you go to bed as? And these can be fluid. Of course, kids can change whenever and however they want. Good God. Our country is just sick. It's broken and sick. Number eight, according to Dr. Michael Brown, bathroom scales have been taken out of the gym at one college campus for a very strange reason. Administrators at Carleton University have removed the bathroom scales from the campus gym, claiming that being fixated on weight does not have any positive effect on your health. Oh, by the way, the idiots couldn't even spell effect right. Oh, and there's supposed to be a college administration. When are the adults going to be back in charge? Number nine. A Christian university in Minnesota has told professors to stop using terms such as man and mankind because they are too masculine. Number 10. Snickers bars will soon be sold in rainbow wrappers as part of a pro-LGBT ad campaign. For some reason, manufacturers have decided to jump into this political cesspool because they think it will increase their sales. Have they not learned that Kellogg's cereal, when it became known that they gave a donation of $1 million to BLM, their sales have not only dropped, they've had to close several of their factories because people stop buying them. Hold on, caller. I see you. Hold on, caller. Let me get through this list, and then I'll let you tear into it. Number 11, a 32-year-old man will now compete in international volleyball as a transgender woman and may end up qualifying for the Olympics as a female athlete. Don't ask me how they got around that. I don't know. Number 12, Planned Parenthood has killed millions of children, but nobody from that organization ever seems to get into trouble with the law. Instead, two activists that exposed the fact that Planned Parenthood is auctioning off baby parts to the highest bidder have been charged with 15 felonies in the state of California. In this type of environment, people like me are becoming dinosaurs. And if you follow, you know, this show on a regular basis, you know that I am not afraid to do or say things that might offend some people. Just because you're offended doesn't make you right. Of course, actually, I'm not trying to actually offend anyone, but I won't let the forces of political correctness dictate what I can or cannot say about any particular topic. Ultimately, political correctness is a tool that progressives use to silence the opposition. They want to make it a crime to think or say that they might find offensive, and to a substantial degree, it is working. The founders intended for us to permanently have a right to free speech, but now we have moved into a time when saying the wrong thing can get you brutally persecuted. I should be optimistic that we can start the rollback of forces of political correctness, but as I noted at the beginning of the article, they have control of our schools, our courts, our entertainment, and most of our political leaders. But, of course, we can never give up the fight, because if they win, life in America will also become a complete and total nightmare. Go ahead, caller. Fire away.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, Houston, getting out of topics. We're having such a... I couldn't get through online, so...
All right. We got Porky Wheel and Brian K in the chat room. Welcome, gentlemen. So what do you think? Is America broken? Are we on the cusp of a civil war?
I believe we are.
Do you have kids?
Say it again.
Do you have kids? Do you have kids?
Yes. Yes, I do.
They in school?
Homeschooled.
So they don't have to be, shall we say, infected with the disease of political correctness. Am I right? You still there, caller?
It's real bad. We're having so much luck. It's not even funny.
That's all right. So you got your kids homeschooled, but they don't have to be infected by the disease of political correctness. Am I right?
Yes, they're homeschooled.
So do you tell them there are people out there that will become offended if they might say something?
I pretty much say what they're on.
I know they do. So, what are you doing now, my friend?
Doing now?
I asked you first.
It's been a very bad storm. We've gotten 7 inches around 3 hours.
Wow.
Massive lightning and wind and everything else. My internet's not, so my power's on. There's a lot of other folks.
See, Gus 2353 is in the chat room. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. You know, Dawn's show on Friday, the Contra Dawn show, she's going to hear this and go crazy. And you're probably going to hear about her go absolutely nuts Friday night about this. So, Porky Wheel says hi to Gary. Tell him to stay safe. So there we go.
We're hanging in there so far.
There you have it. There you go, Porky Wheel. You know, Porky Wheel said something interesting. because he lives over in Northern Ireland. And let me tell you, if you're in the chat room, you've seen this. He says, being from over here in Northern Ireland, we lived through what you're talking about for 40 years and still going on. Hating for the sake of hating, oops, does not get a good outcome for anyone. But then again, humans never learn from history. Think about that. And Porky Will says they can't homeschool unless there are special circumstances.
Wow.
The state will control the masses, and they're going to control the children. They have to. Brian K. even, oh, you know what? Brian even agrees with me. We were thinking on the same wavelength here. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Political correctness is a poison. It's put out there by people who are very angry. You cannot negotiate with them. You cannot reason with them, nor should you try. Because you're going to end up getting yourself all worked up. Most of the time when I'm dealing with somebody who's trying to be politically correct, I tell them, one, I don't subscribe to political correctness, two, to grow up, and three, to FO. I'm trying to keep the FO, you should know what I'm talking about, I'm trying to keep it somewhat clean, because I know we have a lot of people that do listen. And you're right, Brian says, you know, political correctness is a thinly veiled disguise for communism. He's right. It is what it is. Oh, we lost Gary. That's okay, Gary. You don't have to call back in, buddy. You're having a tough time. I hear you. So, we've already, I think we all agree, America is being ripped apart by this nonsense. In fact, political correctness is so ludicrous. Get this. I had the TV on today. I was just putzing around. And get this. South Park came on, and they did a three-part series on political correctness. And you know how they like to skewer everything? Of course, they left nothing, you know, they just tore into political correctness. So, Porky Will says that when his eldest finished school, he told her to forget everything she was taught. You know, that's the problem. You send your child to, you know, school. Compulsory education, you know, they do it for at least 12 years. How do you fight that indoctrination? You fight it in the home. When they come home, you ask your kids, well, what did you learn today? Oh, Dad, we learned about the 12 pillars of Islam, or whatever the hell it is. You know what? That's when you get out, you call the school board and demand. If they're going to teach Islam, they got to teach Christianity and Hinduism and anything else. Do not let them get away with trying to tell you, well, we're just trying to work about the world's great religions. Really? Then you better start teaching about Judaism too. You can't teach one without the other. And if they are teaching one over and not bothering the others, then that is the state promoting a particular religion, in which case you can use that against them. Just like they like to use, the atheists like to use the same argument, turn it around and stick them in the throat with it. Now, Porky Will says that their schools in Northern Ireland must teach Christianity and nothing else. He says if you don't end up with children who are in ISIS propaganda videos and being deployed to hunt and kill anyone who is not a Muslim. I'm waiting for Brian K. to finish that. He's in the chat room. All right. One of the things I wanted to tell you about, because I told you I was going to and I'm going to right now. Since September 11th, 2001, Islamic terrorists have carried out more than 30,554 deadly terror attacks. for last month, February 2017, here's your jihad report. There's been 166 attacks, 1,008 people killed, 1,345 injured, 22 suicide blasts. That's your suicide bombers included with that. And this happened in 21 countries. Now, from the March 25th through March 31st, 2017, 39 attacks, 221 killed, 337 injured, 6 suicide blasts, and this happened in 10 countries. Don't tell me that Islam is a religion of peace. Oh, but those are just the extremists. Yes, that's right. They are the extremists. You're correct. However, it's the moderates that want the extremists to kill you because you're the infidel. Don't tell me that Islam's a religion of peace. Because if they were, the mobs would be out there and squelching the extremists, calling them out, putting the light on them, but they don't do that. Was it last week where they had the attack in Great Britain? Right outside the parliament. Big picture. Big story came around. They were able to tell from the Middle East. They were glad to see it. They were happy to see it. And that, too, is posted on the CRN Facebook page if you want to take a look. It's not just that America is in the crosshairs of Islamic terrorism. All of Western civilization is. I would venture to say that for all intents and purposes, Western Europe has fallen. Eastern Europe, on the other hand, has taken a very strong stand against it. Those that did migrate from the Middle East to Europe, at least in Eastern Europe, are being forced out. Western Europe, not so much. How long does it take for Western civilization before it can no longer rebound? And if you're in the chat room, Brian is talking about the ClarionProject.org. I did post a video showing the kids who are under the control of ISIS. And when I say kids, I mean kids. I'm talking about maybe between 9 and 14 doing live shooting exercises with living targets. While we teach our kids to be about the LGBTQ community, they're teaching their kids how to kill us. And something I don't understand, and I'm not going to paint the broad brush because I've seen some of the posts that are an exception to the rule, and that is this. I don't understand how the LGBTQ community can sit there and be in support of Islam, which clearly they hate that community. They routinely, and if you're intellectually honest with yourself, show videos of them throwing members of that particular community off of roofs, stoning them, and killing them. It would seem to me that for the sake of self-preservation, that they would be against Islam. And you're correct, Porky Wheel. Islam is the largest religion in the world. It is. So what do we do? What can we do? You know, we've all seen the stories of a lib. No, I take that back. A leftist, not a liberal, a leftist, who takes in some of these refugees and ends up getting murdered by them. Yet no one says anything. No one sits there and says, yeah, maybe this is the wrong thing to do. Maybe we shouldn't have these particular sect of people in our country. Got a story for you. Happened in a county south of where I live, and it's not Cook County. There was a judge who routinely, this was back in the 90s, who routinely would dismiss DUI charges against all the drivers who were arrested for drunk driving. And if they went to trial, if it was a bench trial, they were always found not guilty. Or if there was a technicality, the judge dismissed the case. And this went on for years. Until one of her family members was killed in a DUI crash. Now, the pendulum has swung so far to the other side, even those charged with DUI cannot, shall we say, get a fair trial in her court. The lesson is this. A convert is more dangerous than a true believer. Think about that. My guess is that with the LGBT community, they will continue their support of Islam up until the point that enough of them have been murdered by Islamic terrorists. After all, many Muslims kill their children here in the United States for the sake of honor. Are you freaking kidding me? Your daughter did something because she went to a Western school and was and did something that most Western kids do. You kill her? You kill them? What in the hell are you thinking? What in the hell are you doing? I would never be able to do that to my child for any reason. Up until the point that enough of the members of the LGBT community have been murdered, then maybe they'll change their tune. Maybe not. I would think they would. What do I know? I'm just putting it out there, people. We are at war with Islam. Let's just call it what it is. Whether you agree with it or not, the fact, well, let's put it this way. Islam is at war with Western civilization. Let's make it easier there that way. We should be arranging meetings between Allah and the Muslims on a wholesale basis. But we don't. Because our politicians are afraid of being called racist. They're afraid of being labeled by the media and other organizations. What they don't understand, what they don't get, is they're going to be labeled no matter what they do. So do the right thing. You want to call in, our number is 516-453-9389. 516-453-9389. Now, I know a lot of you don't listen during the live show. A lot of you listen as a podcast on your way to and from work. I'm going to try. I know I keep saying this, telling you this. I'm going to try to keep it at like an hour and a half tops. So you can hear the whole show. Okay? That's what I'm trying to do. Sometimes we go, you know, we'll do the full 2 hours. And there are times we've gone over the two-hour mark. Partially that's my fault, because when I got callers calling in, I have a tendency to go and let them talk. I don't like to sit there and censor them or cut them off. But sometimes I got to do that. Now, Brian says at civilus defendus.wordpress.com. He says our fourth stage of Islamic conquest. Europe is at stage 2 and 3. Well, not completely at stage 3, according to Porky Wheel, as he lives there in Europe. Did you guys see the picture of the woman wearing the? She wasn't wearing a burqa. She was wearing a hijab. It was taken right outside the Parliament building on the bridge, where somebody was on the sidewalk dying, and she's walking right by that person talking on her cell phone, like she doesn't have a care in the world. That picture should bother you. If it doesn't, then obviously you're void of any situational awareness in your life. And eventually it will come back and bite you on the back end, and it will. Because very few people who do not have situational awareness do not wear a number 4 butt protector. So you keep right on acting like we're all crazy. I will say this. I would venture to say that you won't see too many terror attacks in the southern United States. Mainly because, I don't have anything to back this up. This is just my observation, and I want to share it with you. Is because they allow people to have firearms, to carry firearms. Porky Will says, he's correcting me, and I want to put it out there. He says, unfortunately, she was not the only one there. There were the other photos of whites doing the same. You know what? I believe that. There are people that believe the United States is evil, bad, and we have everything bad coming to us. We deserve it. Okay. And to those people that think that way, I say to you this. Don't come bitching when it's your family that's been slaughtered. One of your family members have been beheaded at work by one of these people. Don't come bitching saying, well, we didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't think they would do this. I'm so tolerant. I always believe that, you know, the religion of peace, and it was just a few people that were acting this way. You've been warned. And if you still do not want to protect yourself, well, that's up to you. Do you want to protect your family? That's up to you. But don't put that onus on the rest of us that do want to protect ourselves and protect our families. I'll tell you right now, I saw a very disturbing video last week where they were beheading two of their own right in the streets. It was brutal. It was disgusting. It would seem to me. Oh, I see. Welcome, nickname pending. He's in the chat room. It would seem to me that if you're going, let me tell you this, somebody comes at me claiming that they're going to claim my life in the name of Allah, good luck. I'll skin my smoke wagon, and we'll see what happens. You know, Garland, Texas, prime example. Pamela Geller, outspoken critic of Islam and terrorism. They came for her, 2 years ago, 2015? Two or three of them came from Arizona, drove to Texas, Garland, Texas, and were trying to kill her. Unfortunately, what they did not realize is that in Texas, people carry guns. And those fools were gunned down, as they should have been. And don't let skin color fool you. Do not judge a book by its cover. If you do, you're a peewit. Judge people for what they say and what they do. Think about that. We got a lot of people that sometimes like to say, well, you guys are just white supremacists. Well, guess what? Why am I a white supremacist? Because my skin's white? You don't know me. You're being a peewit because you're judging by the way I look. No. Me, I judge people for what they say and what they do. And the same thing goes for when you're dealing with Islamic terrorism. Oh, and by the way, this goes out. Before I forget, I want this to go out to the listeners. Just because somebody's wearing a turban does not mean that they're Arabs or they're Muslims. If they're wearing a turban, chances are they're probably Hindu. Oh, and if you didn't know, Hindu is the sworn enemy of Islam. There is no love lost there. None. I've seen a couple stories that came out recently where men wearing turbans were attacked because the idiots that were doing the attacking thought that these people were Islamic Muslim terrorists, or could be. Look, they're wearing a turban. Chances are they're Indian. If they're Hindus, they are the sworn enemy of Islam. Don't believe me? I refer you to the Kashmir Pass between India and Pakistan. Pakistan is primarily an Islamic country, whereas India is not. Brian Kay says, by pitting the various races against each other, it allows the government to take your rights for your own good. Is he right? Can we trust the government to do what is right? I don't think we can trust the government to do what is right. Too many people have too many vested interests in other agendas. And looking out for the American people is not on that agenda. Look, there's a reason that they call the Senate the Millionaires Club. Nickname pending. He says, hello all. I listen on my iPhone so you don't see me listening live. Jumping on my computer for John. Hey, appreciate it, guy. Or gal. Don't know. Love it. Okay. Look, my point is this. Like I said, they call the Senate in the United States the Millionaires Club. Case in point, when Harry Reid, Dirty Harry, or Dingy Harry, how's that? Dingy Harry, was first elected to the Senate. He was the poorest member of the Senate. Yet when he retired, he was the richest. How does that happen? Do you really believe? You know, I'm trying to think of the book. I can't. It came out many years ago. It was a Tom Clancy book. And I can't remember the title. But a terrorist crashes an airliner into the Capitol building as the government is wasting our money, standing, making grandeur speeches or whatnot, kills all the senators, kills all the House of Representatives. And I don't really want to say it, but I'm going to. Maybe that's a fresh start that we need. Get rid of every one of them. Not necessarily kill them, of course, but get rid of them. Make them come out here and live with the laws that they have exempted themselves from. You created this mess, you get to live in it with us now. I'm a firm believer You know, when it comes down to Trump and Obamacare, is to make the government, all those senators, all those congressmen, have to also use Obamacare. They don't get to use their Cadillac health plans anymore, their platinum health care plan. No, 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 no. If Obamacare is so good for the American people, it must be good for the representatives of the people. After all, they work for us. In reality, we're working for them. They got it backwards. But that's just me. Meanwhile, the chat room continues on. And nothing pithy is coming through the chat room. I'm surprised because generally I've got some good, they got some pretty smart guys there. Debt of honor. Maybe that's what it was, Porky. I'm guessing, I think that might have been what the title was. I don't remember. It was a Tom Clancy. It was a two-parter, actually. It was pretty good. But anyways, I'm tired of those that would be our overlords. Exempting themselves from the very laws that they pass for the rest of us. Brian K. in the chat room says the shadow government has fomented the situation we are in now, and I believe their goal is to push us into civil war so they can gain in power. It's very possible. You know, our republic, our constitutional republic, is a very young country in terms of the world. We're just slightly over 241 years old, I think. I couldn't do the math fast enough in my head. So, this experiment in representative democracy, this idea itself was not only radical when it was first instituted and shocked the world, especially the monarchies in Europe and around the world. What, the idea of the common man is going to run a government? Are you kidding me? Yeah. But it seems to me that they don't work for us. We work for them. We have a man that's sitting on the Congress making $174,000 a year, says, well, I just can't live on it. I just can't live on $174,000 a year. Well, let me tell you something, you. You better learn to live on it, because there are people that are living on a hell of a lot less. And it's not like they're working 40 hours a week. Ah, poor. Porky Wheel says the Crown is not amused at our independence. You are correct, sir. In fact, I think for a while there, with old King George, the term the United States and America were not allowed to be used in his presence for quite some time. So yes, the Crown was not amused. Brian Casey says, look at the division our country has never been this divided, short of the start of the first Civil War. See, I don't call that a Civil War. I call that a war between the states. And now you have violent left-wing militias forming. Their idea of militia and ours are two different animals. And you're right, Brian. Eventually, they're going to meet. They'll be wearing their nifty little black ninja suits, throwing rocks, and ours will be throwing lead. And they'll say, but we're in our safe space. No one's allowed past this line, not even the media. We have to be by ourselves where there's no harassment, there's tolerance, and we can figure this out. Your safe space will not matter at that point. And bear in mind, all of you that are listening, I don't know whether you're a leftist or you're a conservative like myself, if there is a war in America, know this. There will be no rules of engagement. No, they were not carrying rocks, Brian. Those idiots were toting air rifles. And if you looked at the picture I was trying to tell you, that I put on there on Facebook, on CRN, you could sit there and you could see that these were fake. Fake. One idiot took an AK-47 drum magazine and jammed it backwards, I might add, into the magazine well of his AR-15 air rifle. Some of the magazines were inserted backwards, simply by looking at the curvature of the magazine. These buffoons brought fake guns and air rifles to a place where there could, where there might have been, because it's Arizona, other people with the real thing. And I can guarantee you this, and mark my words, if there's bloodshed, if there's a firefight, then I hope there isn't. But if there is, the mainstream media is going to jump all over conservatives and the right wing. You mark my words. If you want to call, our number is 516-453-9389. Now, is it possible the government does want this? There are certain factions in the government that do want to see a firefight or a slaughter or a massacre. No political party will ever let a crisis go to waste. Won't. They won't do it. Mainly because they're political animals. And for those that are in those political parties, like Keith Ellison of Minnesota, who screams, we should be in the streets, we got to take America back, rah, 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 we got to use whatever means available. I guarantee you that putz, he won't be in the front row leading. He'll be in the back with all the rest of the shirkers and cowards. The problem, Brian, they're going to have is, and you're right, because if that happens, the government will then try to take our guns and disarm the population. You don't believe me? You ask Porky Wheel. He's got to get special permission just to have a freaking shotgun with 200 shells. That happens in this country. Middle America, you know, the flyover country that the politicians don't want to deal with. Guess what? Ain't going to happen. Even I will get my fat, overweight, obese, diabetes-ridden ass out into the street. I won't tolerate it. I've got friends like that. I've got some friends who believe in gun control. And when I do, I sit there and say, hey, look, guys, look at Chicago. Tell me how good gun control really works. Oh, those are just the gangs. You're right. Those are the outlaws, the criminals that have it, not the law-abiding citizens. Why the hell would you want to sit there and disarm the sheep from the wolf? Idiots. Ask them that. They don't know what to say. I know, I'm ranting and raving tonight. It's my show. I can do that. You want to rant and rave with me? Give me a call. I'll let you rant and rave. I might even agree with you on occasion. My number is 516-453-9389. If I can get Porky Will to learn how to use a freaking internet that's fast, he can get on Skype and then we can hear from him. Thank you, nickname pending. He wants me to keep going. Ranting and raving? I'll rant and rave. What have I got to lose? Huh? Nada. Not a thing. if they're willing to take, you know, something the government does well, and it's taken from ancient Rome. Perhaps you've heard the term breads and circuses. Some of you might be wondering, well, what the hell, what has that got to do with us now in the modern era? Simple. It's the age-old idea of politics. If you keep the people happy and keep them distracted, so you keep them fed so they're not hungry, you keep them entertained, there won't be a problem. That's why you've seen this rise on the left called pop culture. Pop culture. What are the Kardashians doing today? I don't know, but I hope somebody's putting them in a 55-gallon drum of lye. Because those fools have done absolutely nothing to deserve their fame and celebrity. But it makes no difference because we have pop culture. What is that little pig running around? The Cash Me Outside? She is the poster girl for everything that's wrong in this country. And I don't want to put it all on her. Her parents have a lot to say about it, too. So don't go telling me about pop culture. Pop culture is here for one thing, to try to keep the masses distracted, and hopefully the government can do whatever they want. And we won't notice, compliant, and we'll just do whatever the hell they want us to do. Oh, you got to pay more taxes. I can't afford it. Oh, but it's your patriotic duty. Okay. Oh, you don't want to pay more taxes? Oh, well, will I have to visit by the IRS? I'm sorry. Were you for small government in the constitutional republic? Oh, I think you need an audit. Don't tell me it doesn't happen and it already has. Oh, by the way, the architects of that little fiasco in the IRS have yet to come to trial for anything. Been charged with nothing. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of the rules for one person, but they're different for that person. You know what else I'm tired of too? I am sick and tired of when criminals commit criminal acts and then are met with lethal firepower from John Q. Citizen. And then the criminal's family says, well, he was well-liked. He was a good Christian boy. He did a lot of work, and he was going to go to college this semester. Bullshit. He was a thug. He's been a thug for a long time. And then the media plays it up. You see, the media will cherry-pick the picture with thug wearing his cap and gown from his eighth grade graduation and say, oh, this is a fine, upstanding young man. And then it takes somebody to finally get to the Facebook account and download it, and you see him playing with, you know, posing with firearms, acting like a thug. What the hell is this? Did I wake up in the freaking Twilight Zone? We've allowed it to happen, people. You know what? And I blame conservatives for surrendering academia to the leftist without so much as a fight. They said, they just acquiesced and said, yeah, you can have it. There's very few conservatives in academia. And some are what we want to call closet conservatives, because if they do come out in academia, they will be unemployed before you know it. There is anger in this country on both sides of the political spectrum. Let me ask you something. Just for the sake of argument, what if Hillary had won the election? Do you think everything would be hunky-dory, or do you think we'd have gone to the streets? I'm curious. Because I'll tell you right now, The mainstream media would run cover for her night and day. They would protect her, and just like they did with Barack. Actually, I'm glad Barack Obama was elected president because it exposed a lot of crap that we need to flush out of our system. And by our system, I mean out of the American society, American civilization. If it doesn't, I don't mind that he was elected because at least it showed where the divisions are. Where are the open wounds? Now, by no means do I sit there and am a Barack Obama fan. I'm not. I'm not even a Democrat. I've never voted Democrat in my life. No, wait, that's not true. In the local elections, I think I voted once or twice for a Dem. So, I'm kind of glad he was elected. It exposed where the wounds are. You can't heal the wound without cleaning it out and stitching it back up. Do we have professional protesters in this country? Yes, we do. And you know what they do? They scan the news constantly, looking to be offended, looking for a reason. And when you get to, when they go to these cities or whatnot, for example, Baltimore. We've all seen the video. We've seen those. You saw the idiot mayor and her cabinet and everything else. They sat there and allowed it. If it was my family member that was injured during those riots, oh, there's going to be a bill submitted for that. And if it meant that I had to take the city to court because they failed, I did not get equal protection under the law, because the bottom line is this. You cannot give someone permission. I think only the NSA or the CIA have that ability. And even then, they have some guidelines. But as for you and me and the politicians, they cannot give someone permission to break the law. Say, well, you can do this, but only one time. No, that's not how it works. And, you know, Hillary's going to run for mayor in 2020. I don't think her health will allow it. She barely made it through this election. The government cannot be everything to everyone. It was never meant to be that way. Now, if you want a government that wants to be everything to everyone, I suggest you move to Northern Ireland. Meet up with Porky Wheel, and he can tell you what it's like. Or go to Greece, because, you know, go live in a government that is everything to everyone, and you see just how restricted you really are. And let's be honest, as Americans, we're spoiled. We are spoiled. Most of the protesters on college campuses come from middle-income and upper-income families. Yet the way they dress and act, you would think that they were all poor, because that's what they want you to think. You know, Milo Yiannopoulos, I like the guy. Some people don't. I like him. All you got to do is mention his name and they start drooling. Same thing with Trump. You go up to a lib or a leftist and mention Donald Trump, make America great again. They have Trump derangement syndrome. I call it TERDS, T-R-D-S. It's foaming at the mouth, eyes rolling in the back of their head, shaking convulsively. They do. They start foaming at the mouth, man. Trump derangement syndrome, TRDS, turds for short. Here, I'm going to put it in T. Here, let me back it up here. So you could all, if you're in the chat room, you'll be able to get this, and I want you to see it because I like you. There, it's in the chat room. There you go. Trump derangement syndrome. A lot of people are saying, you're just being hateful. John, you're being hateful. You have hate speech. You know what? I don't care about your political correctness. Just because you're offended doesn't make you right. I'm not here to soothe your hurt feelings. If I was, I wouldn't be a prepper. Oh, speaking of prepper, I forgot to welcome the NSA to tonight's broadcast. Welcome, guys. Oh, and if you don't believe, let's be honest here. There's one sure way you can find out whether or not the Obama White House was actually listening in on the Trump transition team. That's the NSA. They record everything. They will be able to tell you whether or not that happened. They could provide everything. Who did it, when they did it, and what they heard. Just putting it out there. I'm not politically correct. I'm a prepper. And I'm a patriot in many ways. I'm like the Minuteman. The citizen soldier. When you hear the alarm, you grab your weapons and you go to post. We should have more Minutemen in this country. And women. You know, I'll tell you right now. Women can be the most unforgiving animals in combat. Think about it. Just putting it out there. What I'm saying is being a minute man or minute woman is not out of the realm of possibility, nor should it be. A lot of people love this country. Right or wrong, my country. I prep because I know the left and its adherents and its zealots do not. Now, they're trying to prep. But the bottom line is they're really not good at it and their hearts aren't in it. They're only doing it because they think it makes them look cool. Case in point, air rifles brought to a political event. Oh, we're going to protect our protesters. We're going to protect them with air rifles. Yeah? I'd like to introduce you to some redneck boys from down south. They'll give you an education in about 2 minutes. I prep because I want to keep my family safe. I prep because I want to stay safe. I have a concealed carry because I want to stay safe, because I want my family to stay safe. I encourage you to do the same. The government is a behemoth. You need, and I'm not bad-mouthing the government. As Americans, we are not supposed to like our government. We're supposed to love its form of government, but not like the government. That's the way it was set up. That's the way it's supposed to keep those clowns in check. But now the government itself is now the arbiter of its own power. And to tell the truth, they don't do a very good job of it, because no government is going to give up power. No government wants to give up power. I get it. I understand it. I don't like it, but I get it. And I don't trust them. And you're not supposed to trust your government. You're supposed to hold these clowns accountable. And half the country has failed in their obligation to keep the government. You know, the only time they want to hold people accountable on the left is if they see some political advantage, not the fact that it's a moral or ethical right thing to do. Oh, we can get Trump out of there. You know what? If Trump, you know, if Hillary Clinton was so great, why didn't she win the election? They cheated and they still couldn't win. So the next time you run across one of these clowns, ask them, if Hillary was so great, why didn't she win the election? If she's so wise and wonderful beyond her years, why didn't she win the election? Sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired, and I'm tired and sick. You know, some people say, well, we should have marijuana should be legalized. Drugs should be legalized, and the government could tax the living hell out of it. Okay, fine. If you want to do that, then do this. I don't want my tax money spent on the rehabilitation. They have chosen to engage in that behavior. Fine. But that doesn't mean that I or others like myself who have chosen not to engage in that kind of behavior get to pay for it. That's like saying, for example, well, my student loans are really high. I didn't go to junior college. I did all 4 years at Yale. I can't afford it. I want you to pay for it. Wrong answer. Again, guess what? I didn't choose to go to a college that I couldn't afford. You chose that. You chose that obligation. You took it on freely. You went there because you thought, I'm going to get a top grade education. I'm going to get a really good job afterwards. No, no, and no. You chose to go to that school that you knew you couldn't afford. You're the one that chose to take out the student loans, knowing full well what it is. You don't get to come around and say, well, I want you to pay for it. Yeah? Well, I want you to kiss my ass. You think that's going to happen? And yet, leftist academia. You know, take a look at what tuition used to be in the 1980s versus what it is today. It's outrageous. Higher education has become big business, and they're not about to let it go. Now, Brian says, if it isn't explicitly covered in the Constitution, the government should not be allowed to do it. All these ridiculous departments of waste. I don't have a problem paying my fair share of taxes. Get the streetlights on, traffic signals. Sometimes the roads are good. For example, here in Illinois, northern Illinois, we have the Illinois Tollway System. If you've ever been on it, I want you to know something. Yes, you pay a toll. It gets no federal funding whatsoever. It is paid for by those that use the tollway. So yeah, you got your toll booths every so often. You throw in a buck or whatever. Now, I just pay them with cash. Others have the electronic. Oh, hold on, Brian. You hold on, Brian, for that thought. Let me tell you. In the wintertime, northern Illinois, we get more snow and cold than most of the country does. And I don't know why. It's just a crappy geographic location. It's a crappy state. No argument. However, if you got to get somewhere quick, get yourself on the toll road. Because I'll tell you something. It's going to be plowed. It's going to be salted. You're going to be able to make it to where you got to go. But it's paid for by those that use it. Now, Brian in the chat room says, John, you need to start posting audio feeds on YouTube. Then you can get the word out to even more people. No, I can't, Brian. You want to know why? because before I even got my first post in there on YouTube, I got banned right off the bat. They said, well, you stole this. I didn't steal anything, you morons. Screw you. No, you can't. You can't. You can't use that. You can't use that logo. Yes, I can. It's my logo. It's been... Yeah. So, I said, screw you. I don't need you. I have others that will do it for me. I have other minions to do it for me. All right. Sit here. This came across. I wanted to share it with you here. The U.S. Air Force has deployed the WC-135 nuclear sniffer aircraft to the U.K. as spike of radioactive iodine levels is detected in Europe. And this is on February 19th. And where are they operating out of? About 10 of these in the inventory. And they're flown by the 45th Recon Squadron out of Afut Air Force Base and are staffed from Detachment 1 from the Air Force Tactical Applications Center. Now, the WC-135, known as the Sniffer or Weatherbird by its crews, can carry up to 33 personnel. However, crew complements are kept to a minimum during mission flights in order to lessen levels of radioactive what? Exposure. So, they're tracking it all over the UK, according from what I've seen here. Now, how it works. The effluent gases are gathered by two scoops on the sides of the fuselage, which in turn trap fallout particles on filters. The mission crews have the ability to analyze the fallout residue in real time, helping them confirm the presence of nuclear fallout and possibly determine the characteristics of the warheads involved. Along with the monitoring nuke testing, the 135 used to track radioactive activity has happened after the Chernobyl nuclear plant disaster in Soviet Union in 1986, and of course our favorite target in Japan, the Fukushima incident in 2011. One of these aircraft has been deployed near North Korea. Say it ain't so. That was back in August of 2013. It was also deployed where? In Syria, because their ability to detect chemical substances downwind from the attack area. Speaking of North Korea, has anyone else noticed a correlation of forces going on? Yes. I know they're having their annual troop maneuvers. I get it. War games they do every year. It seems to me there's a little bit more to it, but that's another subject. Now, what they're looking for in the old continent is the aircraft has been tasked with investigating the spike in iodine levels detected in Northern Europe since the beginning of January. Iodine-131 is a radionucleotide of anthropogenic origin. Has recently been detected in tiny amounts in the ground-level atmosphere in Europe. The preliminary report states it was first found during week 2 of January 2017 in northern Norway. Iodine-131 was also detected in Finland, Poland, the Czech Republic, Germany, France, and Spain until the end of January. No one seems to know the reason behind the released iodine-131. Along with nuclear power plants, the isotope is also widely used in medicine, and its presence in the air could affect several different incidents. Now, someone has speculated it could have been the side effect of a test of a new nuclear warhead in Russia. It's unlikely, considered that the ability to detect nuke tests through satellite and seismic detectors is a violation of the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, which we all know everybody follows the rules. So maybe the WC-135 will find out the origin of the iodine-131. All right. Corky Will, go to the CRN Facebook page. You'll find your link there.
Looks like Brian's been jumping on it, too, it looks like.
All right. I've done enough ranting and raving this evening. Hey, don't forget, we're going to try to get the T-shirts out again. So, by all means, if you put an order in for T-shirts, I still have those emails. I'm going to post what we have again on the CRN Facebook page. Because then you'll have it. What we have, what we're looking at. All right? This is important stuff. Oh, where to go? Where to go? Yada, 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 yada. Yeah, here it is. Yes. It'll be on the CRN Facebook page. I'm going to share it up there again. We got some lower prices, but the only way we get the lower prices is I got to hit 50. 50 items ordered. Not 50 orders, 50 items. So, for example, you get a short sleeve t-shirt, a long sleeve t-shirt. That's two items, okay? Send me an email, contraradio@live.com. Tell me your mailing address, what item you want, and what size you want. We start at large. There will be no mediums, no smalls. Sorry, Porky Will. And they go up from there. If you order a 2X, add $2 to the item. If you order a 3X, add $3 to the order. Got it? Pretty simple. All right. All right. With that said, let's see. Well, let me see before I go, because I don't want to make sure I catch everything here. Dum 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 dum. Oh, Julian. Okay, Julian Vasquez in Australia. He made a comment here. I want you guys to take a look at it if you would. He said, in the last photo of the series, that ROK Marine third row looks too close to the anti-armor's black back blast zone, second row. Hey, he's paying attention. Very good, Julian. Also, if you also saw, Australia had to deal with one of their typhoons. It's because like a hurricane. Get this. If I read the article correctly, Target Australia was selling a case of water for $72. Can you say price gouging? I was hoping that Julian would pick up on that and give us a word, you know, some feedback or some background information on what's going on with that. Porky, you can't eat a lot to get a 10XL, even though I know you want one. You and your entire family could probably wear it at the same time. They can get a 10XL short sleeve T-shirt. Long sleeve and sweatshirts are 5XL. That's the size range. But I put that on there. So like I said, if you already sent me an order, I still got it. I didn't get rid of it on the email. If you have it and you want to, and I will do not send me any money. I will bill you. I will invoice you through PayPal. All right? So name, mailing address, email, I can get back to you, your order. Tell me what item you want and what size you want for each item. So there. Are we good? We're covered? Yes? Porky Will could use it as a bug-out location, no doubt. All right. For the guys that joined me, people joined me in the chat room, I say thank you for tonight. I appreciate it. Good hearing from you. And if I offended you in some way, too bad. Grow up. You'll be okay. Brian Kay says, this is an all call for New Mexico. Anyone looking for a prepper group in New Mexico, he has information. Email me, contraradio@live.com, reference, prepper group, New Mexico. Put that in your topic, your reference line. I will forward it over to Brian, and he will get back to you. That's an all call for New Mexico. If you're looking for a prepper group, we have one. We have information for you. Again, we'll take care of it that way.
ContraRadio@live.com for t-shirts. ContraRadio@live.com for if you're all call in New Mexico looking for a prepper group. I will forward it over to Brian, and he will get a hold of you. Okay? Anything else? No, I think that'll do it for tonight. I'm going to cut that an hour and a half, so that's not bad. I'm getting better. All right, I'm John Jeffers with the Contra Radio Network saying thank you for listening tonight to my Prepper and Patriot friends. Stay safe, stay alert, and stay vigilant. I will see you again Wednesday night for the Roundtable Report, where you, the listeners, get to, you know, decide what we talk about. Last Wednesday was Gary and his mom, a lovely lady. We let them have at it, and we let you have at it, too. I discriminate against no one. Well, that's not true. If you're a leftist, I probably would just hang up on you and refer to you in some derogatory foul name that would hurt your feelings. I'd send you back to your mother's basement in tears, which would make me giggle. I know, it's just the little things that give me the giggles in life, and that's one of them. So, all right. Welcome, nickname pending. Glad you joined. Again, John Jones here at the Contra Radio Network. We'll see you Wednesday night, 8 o'clock Central. Good night. Be safe. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Thanks for listening to me rant. Good night.
Welcome to Total Wine & More. It's much more than a wine store. It's the eighth wonder of the world.
When people talk about Total Wine & More, they get a little carried away. We're just a big, friendly place run by people with a passion for wine and beer. See, we travel the world to find the best wines from the best regions, and we sell them at the lowest prices anywhere.
And friendly, helpful experts at every turn.
You know what? Maybe we are the eighth wonder of the world.
Shop in-store or online at TotalWine.com.
Easter is coming up, and I just can't wait to have the whole family in one place. And of course, what's Easter without an awesome Easter brunch? Now, I don't know about your family, but mine is a little picky, and I really wanted to impress them with something delicious. A friend told me I should check out Total Wine & More. It was crazy. They must have every wine and beer imaginable. I told one of their friendly experts my situation, and they found me just the thing. This sparkling wine is going to be absolutely perfect for brunch, even with my picky family. I know next time I need something, I'm shopping at Total Wine & More.